Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We're discussing that. I think that would be a little... Anyway, first of all, we don't allow Israel. We advise Israel, and there's nothing going to happen today.
President Joe Biden, when asked if the U.S. would allow an Israeli strike on Iranian oil facilities, U.S. crude oil prices rose but less than feared on concerns that Israel could hit Iran's petroleum industry in response to a ballistic missile attack. Critics on the right accuse Biden of not supporting Israel enough, while those on the left say the U.S. is abdicating its responsibility. Meanwhile, a dock workers' strike might be over just 2 days after starting. The International Longshoremen's Association says they'll be returning to work now that the union has reached a tentative agreement with shippers and port operators. Special Counsel Jack Smith's most recent brief in former President Donald Trump's federal election interference case cites what then-Vice President Mike Pence wrote down at the time. Pence recorded the pressure on him to use his role in the Senate to overturn the results of 2020. Trump also focused on Pence in a January 6th White House speech.
Mike Pence, I hope you're going to stand up for the good of our Constitution. And if you're not, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. I will tell you right now.
After Trump's speech, riots broke out at the Capitol. According to Smith's filing, Trump tweeted while watching the riots unfold, and a rioter used a bullhorn to read one aloud.
Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution.
Mike Pence went into hiding shortly afterward. A judge has sentenced former Colorado County Clerk Tina Peters to 9 years for giving illegal access to voting machines there, attempting to prove false claims about election fraud. Indiana Secretary of State Diego Morales says 9 out of 10 eligible Hoosiers are now registered to vote. Advocates are questioning that figure, pointing to the state's history of low registration and turnout. Julia Vaughn is with Common Cause Indiana.
That number is inflated because the state does a horrible job of routine list maintenance. It's not a real number. We don't know what the real number is, and we won't until we get that list cleaned up.
According to the 2023 Indiana Civic Health Index, the state ranked low nationally, with only 2/3 registered. Morales' office argues the higher figure includes inactive voters who could still vote if they confirm their address at the polls. A new poll from Marquette Law School shows that nearly half of Wisconsin voters have stopped talking about politics with someone due to disagreements over the presidential race. Jane Gomez from a suburb of Milwaukee says she's unhappy with the disrespectful tone that starts with the campaigns and trickles down to voters.
I think that we jump to conclusions too soon on both sides that we're not willing to discuss.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.